Jane, did you go to Ellora Caves?
No, I didn't.
Because Baba had been to that place several times. Not several times, many times. It's a nice place.
Why did Baba go so often?
Because of the... He would tell us because of the... That was the sign. What is that?
Emotion?
Love, no. The atmosphere?
Atmosphere. Yes. It must be having that atmosphere. Combination of varied cultures are there. The Brahmin... Yeah, the art is there also, but what brought them together? Why should the Jain temples be there and Jain caves be there where the Buddhists are there? Understandable. Okay. Because they were contemporaries at the time of Buddha, Mahavir was there, their master. So that's, then the Brahminical temples are there. What brought the Brahmins over there? What brought the Hindu culture there? And then what brought the Sufis? Diametrically opposite culture, you see, Islamic culture. Why? Why all are there? So Baba says, the atmosphere is such, that's how it is. It has made an atmosphere here. That's why I come. Hmm. Have you been there?
I went yesterday.
Yeah, good.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. The temple, Kailash itself, so people would be wondering as to, well, we start sculpturing and all that from bottom, but they have just unveiled it right from the top. The temple, yeah. You know the story of this, that Kailash that is built there from one rock? The story is that in the early years, centuries ago, the ruler of that place, of Ellur, was the kingdom. There is a town named Ellur there. It was the capital of the kingdom at one time. So he had married a princess from the Himalayan regions, where there is a temple called Kailash in the Himalayan mountains. There is a temple there, mind you. But that temple, it is a built temple out of rock and all that. This princess was in the habit, from her palace, would always adore and worship the temple from a distance, you see, and that was her morning prayers, and felt happy throughout the day about it and all that. When she got married to this king and was brought here to this drab place, you know, and she pined. And she missed her temple, the morning worship and all that, without the sight of it. She is from the Himalayan regions, and here she is brought down to this Deccan plateau. And so she went on fast. That's what is said. First of all, she was unhappy, and the king was sad about it all. She was beautiful and young, and what has saddened her? So one day, he asks her, coax her into saying out. She says, I miss my Kailash. I don't have anything to worship here in the morning. So he called his ministers and all that. And then in the meantime, he says, if I am not taken back there to my place, I will fast unto death. That's my resolve. So he got frightened. And he called his ministers and says, do something immediately. We should have something done here. So create some temple and all that. What's the matter? So he tells this. So what happened was, why did they start doing it instead of sculpturing from the bottom and all that, from the ground and level and all that? Just they created that, the pinnacle, the top of it first, to show that, well, the temple is there so that she could worship, you see. And end her fast in no day, some days of her fast, she could end the fast after 25 days or 30 days. They worked feverishly and created that little topmost part of it. And then they went down, and the whole thing, edifice was made.
How long did it take?
Many generations.
Centuries?
Yeah.
Many hundred years, at least.
Generations, more than that.
More than that?
Yeah.
It used to be covered with plaster and painted. I just saw remnants of that.
Yeah, there are paint. Later generations, then they started adorning it and doing all that. It was a veritable temple formerly. It was not a place of sightseeing or tourism. He didn't promote tourism or anything. It was really a place of worship.
Church, what does Kailash mean? Because it's a Shiva temple. Right?
It's a Shiva temple, yeah.
So does Kailash mean anything?
Kailash means heaven.
Heaven.
Heavenly, yeah. Because this, it is heavenly at that height. Yeah, where the snow and the sky seem to meet together. You know. Peaks of the Himalayas and all, and then the temple there and all that. Yeah. And naturally the abode of Shiva in our concept is heaven. So it's named as Kailash.
And the Mughals went through and sacked it.
The fort is, that was the capital of the country once, Daulatabad, where the fort is, yeah. Yeah, the Mughals did disfigured the things. Mm. In the name of God, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The name of Allah.
It's always the name of God and the love of God. They wanted to pray for these heathens who didn't believe in one God. And the only thing is to just ransack all the temples, the concept of God and all the gods and goddesses and all that. So they destroyed the statues, they lit fires and that. You're seeing all the things blackened out and all that, like that. So that's how it is.
When I was fairly little, around 10, we were making ourselves Indian headbands, American Indian headbands. And I made, and one of the symbols I made that I thought was neat looking was a swastika. I didn't know what it meant in our part of the world. And a friend who was there told me that's an evil symbol and don't ever do that again. And explain why, about what separates people and Nazis for. As soon as I get off the plane, in people's houses, the temples, I see the same symbol. And I was told that it's an ancient Vedic symbol, I think.
Yeah.
But it looks very different here.
It's turned around, too.
Yeah, it's turned around.
Yeah.
It's a sign of infinity.
Is that, yeah?
Because they're all the wheels. If you notice, one moves to the next, to the next, to the next.
Uh-huh.
So it's the eternal wheels.